In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Nativity of St. John the Baptist, June 24th. That reading from the Gospel of Luke that the deacon just read tells about the birth and the naming of John the Baptist. John was given a very unique purpose in life. He was sent through his mother Elizabeth to welcome the long-awaited Messiah by preaching to the people the great need to get ready, to change many of their selfish ways for the coming of the Messiah. John's father, Zechariah, spoke these famous words to his young child. He said, "And you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give light to people who live in darkness, in the shadow of death, and to guide their feet into the way of peace." John was only 8 days old when his father spoke those words about God's will for the life of his newborn child. Telling a baby, an 8-day-old baby, about God's will for his life is usually reserved for people like royalty only. It was for royalty like England's Elizabeth and Charles and William and now George. Have you ever wondered what God's will for your life is? Have you? Many years ago, I was hearing an interview on public radio. To tell you how long ago it was, the interviewer was interviewing President Jimmy Carter and asking Jimmy Carter what he thought about the idea that some people compare Nelson Mandela to Jesus. The interview asked the president whether or not he agreed with that thought. Nelson Mandela and Jesus standing on the same platform. Jimmy Carter said, "I don't agree with those people because as a Christian, I believe that Jesus is the divine Son of God. And Nelson Mandela was simply a very good man." I remember thinking back when I heard that all those years ago, who was Nelson Mandela really like in the scriptures if he wasn't to be compared to Jesus? And I remember thinking, Nelson Mandela really did have some characteristics similar to John the Baptist, who we commemorate this day in June. John the Baptist and Nelson Mandela stood for what they believed, and they both stuck to their messages. What is really interesting is that John the Baptist was speaking to the very religious people in Israel. He was telling the good people there in Israel that there were some things in their life and in their behavior that needed to be changed. That's what John was here for. Many of those people back in John the Baptist's day were living two lives. They were making a big show of saying all the right things, but in their hearts, there were some really bad thoughts harbored in there. You probably know some people who consider themselves to be good and upstanding people. And they'll let you know, even when you don't ask them. People like that become full of themselves with their puffed out chest. This evening, we remember John the Baptist. But why? What's the purpose? John knew from the very young days of his life that he was born into this world not to talk about himself or to draw attention to himself. John was born to give light to those whose lives were heavy with tears. And people whose lives needed to find a new direction. Could you do that? What John did? Can you help lighten the load of someone who is living under a dark cloud? Could you help someone you know to find a new direction for their life by telling about Jesus? Could you? Will you?